Sunday cruise. I don't care what you're driving. There's no other gas like Ampro. And during the byways, it's just a gas to choose. Be sure of arriving. You will if you ask for Ampro. The service is super. Beneath that highway sign, it's the red, white, and blue one. As plain as a sign can be. I don't care what you spend. Ampro's always your friend. You'll be right, you'll be proud. Join the happy Ampro crowd. Say Ampro.
Welcome to the Ampro Show. Number, please, with Jack Davies.
This is Jack Davies saying Ampro for... And that was Liverpool, ladies and gentlemen, throughout Australia, because here we are tonight with the Ampro Show at the Liverpool Town Hall. I would say as hot a night as we've ever had anywhere. I've never seen so many fans all at one time, and they're all moving. But still, a happy crowd here, we couldn't wish for better. You heard that welcome, I couldn't wish for better. Well, that's for me. Tonight I'm doing the show, as I've just said, from the Liverpool Town Hall, and our contestants are all ready to see what they can win from the Ampro Treasure House. As usual, I pay them for their songs from the National Cash Register, and if I get them out in yes, no, although tonight I'm going to be easy, then they'll be able to pull the Ampro Money Spinner. Those that get through to the Treasure House could win a Chrysler Portomatic Radiogram. What have you got there, Peter Bergen?
£150 worth of Highcraft, Australia's quality Axminster carpet.
Well, put it down for a while. You're perspiring like mad. A setting of A.W.A. Fraser garden furniture and a holiday for two to Lord Howe Island by courtesy of A.W.A. Fraser.
A wardrobe of frocks to the value of £100 from Tennyson Fabrics.
A BGE electric range.
£100 worth of Daydream lighting.
A Pinnock Sewmaster.
A Pope fill and empty washing machine.
And a million other things, too, but here's our first contestant, so let's get right down to work. It's Mrs. McCrae. Mrs. Beverly McCrae.
That's right, Mr. Davies.
Good evening. Where are you from?
From Casula.
Casula.
Yes, two miles south of Liverpool.
2 miles south of Liverpool.
Yes, still Liverpool.
Still Liverpool. Your housewife?
Yes.
Family?
No.
Well,
don't look at me.
That sort of stops us, doesn't it? This is for you. In future, you will smell so magnificent, so beautiful, that even though you're 2 miles from Liverpool, if the wind is in the right direction... This is Pinot Flirt. Have you ever used this?
Not as yet.
By George, Mr. McCrae will be home nice and early in future. I can see that. There you are. You take that.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Davies. It's magnificent. That's really French perfume, and it's inside in the most wonderful little bottle that will sit on your dressing table.
Thank you very, very much.
Now, what do you drive?
A Morris.
Who's your nearest Ampro dealer?
Greenhill Service Station.
Right. The rest is easy. You take this to your Greenhill Service Station, and this entitles you to a free complete chassis lubrication service with the new Ampro Wonder Grease, that magnificent... Red, magnificent red, 1 degrees. You can have your Morris ampolized.
Thank you very much.
Good. And think of it, as well as all this, with your car ampolized with red 1 degrees, you get as well Ampol Boron Special, 4 gallons of something that's out of this world. I've been driving a car for more than 30 years now, and I've driven them uphill, down dale, round Australia, in trials, down mountains, up mountains, along the skinny tops of mountains. I've had fun in cars, I've had excitement, but nothing to match the thrill that I got just recently when for the first time I drove a car using Ampro Boron Special. Man, was that driving. Well, you're a happy little soul, that's what I like.
Try to be.
Do you do any work at all, other than housework?
Honorary work, yes.
Honorary work?
Yes. I'm attached with the first Liverpool brownie pack.
Well, I don't notice it.
I left it at home.
Oh, I see.
I didn't dare bring them all.
You mean you're
a brown owl?
A brown owl.
That's right. No feathers.
You are responsible to who?
to a guide commissioner, really.
To a guide
commissioner. But to myself, really, for the pack's purposes.
And you got...
24 little brownies, which are up-and-coming girl guides, I hope.
24 little brownies.
Yeah. They're human.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? And what about Mr. McCrae? Does he know about all this?
Oh, yes.
What does he do for a living?
I don't take them home. He's a clerk.
In the
Justice Department.
In the Justice Department?
That's correct.
At Casula. Casula.
Oh, no, in town. In Sydney.
In the city.
That's right, yes.
Well, we know all about you now. Give my regards to the Brownies.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davy. I'll do that. They'll be tickle pink. They won't be brown anymore.
Yeah. Pink Brownies. wonderful. Oh, now, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to give you a Brownie rendition of So Says the Donkey.
A Brownie rendition of So Says the Donkey.
That's correct, yes. So that you'll have a better understanding of it.
Wilbur?
Would you hold that?
Would you join in this?
So says the donkey at the break of day, if you do not feed him, this is what he'll say. Hee-haw, 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 hee-haw. So says the donkey at the break of day, if you do not feed him, this is what he'll say. Hee-haw, 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 hee-haw. There's 10 verses.
How many brownies?
24.
Well, there would have been 24 verses of that if we'd let it go on. One verse per brownie. But that was fine.
Thank you very much.
£5. Now we'll play yes, no. Here's the buzzer. Full name?
Beverly Elaine McRae.
Beverly Elaine McRae.
That is correct.
You're known as a brownette.
I am known as a brown owl.
A brown owl, that's right.
That is correct.
You were a brownie yourself once? No, brownies are boys. What are the little girls?
The little girls are known as brownies.
Well, what are the little boys? Cubs, aren't
cubs.
They?
Cubs.
That's right, I forgot. Yes, I was a wolf cub myself.
I can imagine.
Now, do you have drill every Saturday? Do you drill them, or do you see
we
them
meet on every Wednesday afternoon.
After school, is it?
That's correct.
Do you teach at the school at all? Do you go down there to see the brownies at all?
I'm afraid not.
You don't teach them any subjects from school? Not at all. I mean, you don't...
I'm not a school teacher.
No, but I mean, do you teach them any particular subject after school? There's the buzzer. Don't worry, she's 100%. Well, now you're going to pick up the Ampile Treasure House telephone and fast us through their problem tonight. We'll come back at the end of the program to pull the Ampile Money Spinner. If you pull £20 on the Money Spinner, you will win, as well as the £20, plus a pound bonus that drops out in cash at the bottom. Also, a Pope Spacemaker refrigerator valued at 169 guineas. And if you pull the jackpot, you win £500 plus the Pope Spacemaker refrigerator, as well as your present from the Ampile Treasure House. So you can see that there's quite a strain on. Now, I'll be a help to you. I will be a little brownie.
Thank you.
Oh, now, those are little girls. I'll have to be a cub.
Not a wolf.
Well, I'm not fitted to be a brownie. All righty?
Very good, thank
now,
you.
Now, you pick up the Ampile Treasure House telephone. You feed the donkeys.
Do I press this?
Yes, otherwise you'll be there all night. Look, you just treat it like an ordinary telephone. You were the husband in the Justice Department.
Ampile Treasure House, number, please.
And number 12, thank you.
Number 12 is a Swift Shore hot water service.
You'll have the cleanest brownies in Casula anyway. A Swift Shore hot water service. Anyway, here it is. If a typist types at the rate of 52 words a minute, how much of a letter containing 156 words would she type in 30 seconds? I make it half of the 52.
26.
26 is right. 26 is quite correct. And so you have won a complete Swift Shore hot water system. Swift Shore's range includes 27 different models. There's sure to be a Swift Shore hot water system to suit you, just the sort that you want. You pick your own size, shape, and color, and that's fine.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Davy.
Thank you.
It's been
quite
a pleasure.
I'm glad you met me, and give my regards to the pack. Is it a pack or a
troop? That's correct, a brownie pack.
A brownie pack.
Yes, thank you very, very much.
Well,
thanks to Ampol.
I'll come around and see you when there's 52 in the pack, because I understand that a little better. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. McRae. Thank you very much.
Yes, blast off to a new driving experience. Fill up with Ampol Boron Special.
Ampol Boron Special is an entirely new petrol. Australia's first boron petrol, and is the best petrol you can buy. Boron, combined with hydrogen, is the high-energy fuel used to blast giant rockets into outer space. And Ampol Boron Special gives your car rocket power.
When man reaches the moon, his rocket will be powered by boron, the fuel that packs more punch than any propellant known. Change to Ampol Boron Special and thrill to the thrust of this new rocket-powered motoring.
Ampol Boron Special gives you these advantages. New rocket power. Faster acceleration. Longer engine life. Smoother running engine. Improved spark plug performance. More miles per gallon. And Ampol Boron Special substantially eliminates pre-ignition.
Nothing matches boron. Ampol Boron Special.
And your name is Mrs. Cruett.
That's right.
Mrs. Cruett. Mrs. Willie Cruett.
Mrs. Willie Cruett, that's right.
Cruett. You're from where, originally?
From Holland.
From Holland.
That's right.
But now you live in Liverpool.
Yes, since 5 years now.
5 years. Mm. You were married here in...
Yes, now I'm married in Holland.
Married in Holland?
Yes.
And you came out with Mr. Cruett?
Yes, that's right.
Just the two of you, or are there any little salt and peppers?
I came out with two. We've got three little salt and peppers now.
You have, eh? Well, one's a mustard, you'll probably find. Mm. And what does Mr. Cruett do?
He's an ambulance driver.
An ambulance driver? Mm. Well, of course, I should have realized, because I think this whole show here tonight is just another gesture from Ampol, because they always like to help wherever they can. And I think I'm right in saying that this was put on to assist the Liverpool ambulance.
That's right.
I didn't realize that we'd have a couple of the ambulance people in it. You don't do any driving. You just drive Mr. Cruett.
No.
You don't?
No. He drives me.
He does. And you were born in Holland? What part of Holland?
Gelderland, they call it. It's in east of Holland.
Would you say that again?
Gelderland.
Ah, that I love. Now, why don't you say that right into the microphone? How'd you like to live in this place?
Gelderland.
How happy I would be in a place like that. It's really something, isn't it, eh?
Mm.
There you are. That's Pinot. That's Pinot. What's it? Flirt.
Oh.
Wonderful stuff. So,
thank you very much, Mr. Davy.
And this is entitling you to take your standard 10. Is that what you drive? A standard 10 to your nearest Ampol dealer. What's his name?
Hollywood Motors.
At Hollywood Motors.
Casula.
At Casula.
That's right.
Would you take that into him and you can have your standard 10 Ampolized with the new Ampol Wonder Grease?
Thank you very much.
And remember, not only do you get Ampolization, but as well, 4 gallons of Ampol Boron Special. Now, see, you got your song written down, have you?
Yes, I want to sing in that song.
Waar de beuken brede kronen onze koele schaduw bieden, waar we groene dennenbossen passe heide velden zien, waar de blonde roge akker en het beekje ons bekoort, daar is onze volle oude kostelijk deel. Daar is onze volle oude kostelijk dier van Gelderland.
Well, that was very nice indeed, and I'm sure all the Dutch people throughout Australia, and there are many of them, will love that song.
I think so, too. Thank you very much, Mr. Davy.
Yes, it'll probably make a few of them a little homesick. Although,
might?
How could you be homesick for Holland in a place like Australia?
No, you couldn't.
It's a beautiful
place. No, I haven't
here.
Been homesick yet, Mr. Davy.
Well, you won't ever be. We mightn't have tulips, but we've got taxes
plenty
and things that they don't
have.
Oh, wonderful. All right, here's a buzzer. Full name?
Wilhelmina Gerardina Kruit.
Wilhelmina Gerardina Kruit.
That's right.
From Amsterdam.
I'm not.
Where are you from?
Winterswijk.
Winterswijk.
That's right.
That's a little bit to the left of Amsterdam.
Roundabout.
Roundabout. And what sort of a trip did you have out?
Very good.
You flew out by plane, did you?
We came by plane.
By plane. Your family, too? Two of your family? How long have you been in Liverpool?
5 years now.
5 years. And your youngest child was born here?
All of them.
All of them born here?
You, I am 5 years in Liverpool, but 7 years in Australia.
Oh, and you met Mr. Cruett...
In Holland.
In Holland. Your time's up, but I don't care. I'm enjoying this. There's a brother. Very good. She's through, 100%. Right, now you pick up the Ampile Treasure House telephone, and the rest is very simple. Just give any number between 1 and 50.
Ampile Treasure House, number, please.
29, please.
Number 29 is a wardrobe of dresses to the value of £100 from Tennyson Fabrics.
Whoa! What then? What did you say?
So I'm afraid I won't win it.
You won't win it? Don't be afraid, you'll win it.
You think so?
Oh, I'm sure.
I could use it.
You could? If 75 pencils cost 50... Anyway, we'll work it out in tulips. What? Do you have fennig? Fennig? What's your denomination over in Holland?
Centen.
Centen. Centen.
Centen, yes.
How many centen in... Well, a
prime... We've got guildens.
Guildens.
Handers cent in a gilden.
In a gilden? Mm. And what's bigger than a gilden? Nothing's bigger than a gilden.
10 guildens you can
10
get.
10 guildens you can
Even
get.
100 guildens.
100 guildens. Mm. How much is 100 guildens? I know. 2,000 sentences. Well, I don't know how to work that out. Look, if 75 pencils cost 75 shillings.
It's a shilling.
How much would one pencil cost?
75 pencils.
All right, I'll do this.
Shillings.
Now, 75 beautiful, magnificent pots of tulips.
Mm-hmm.
They cost 75 gulden.
It's 1 gulden.
How much did one cost?
1 gulden.
1 gulden? That is so right. Well, it's not my money, so I don't give an Amsterdam. But there it is, because I always like to help a good contestant, and when a good contestant is extra good, they're very good. This is a lady's wardrobe, and you've won it.
Phew.
Yes, a lady's wardrobe of specially designed dresses by Tennyson Fabrics. They're the most beautiful materials, and they will specially design them for you, and it's to the value of £100. But
oh.
I think you can readily be assured that it's going to be a lot more than you actually think.
Thank you very much, Mr. Davy. I'm very pleased.
Okay, well, you take that. And take
Thank
this,
you very much.
But give me this back. That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now your car can have rocket power with Ampol Boron Special.
Space traveling possibilities took a massive leap forward when American scientists developed a new high-energy rocket fuel. The fuel which packs more punch than any propellant known.
Its secret is boron.
And now, Australian motorists can experience the extra thrust of boron rocket power by using an entirely new petrol. Ampol Boron Special. The first boron petrol in Australia and the best petrol you can buy.
Change to Ampol Boron Special and get an immediate increase in power. Yes, Ampol Boron Special works right now. As soon as previous fuel is used out of carburetor, fuel, and pump lines, you feel the extra thrust and rocket power of Ampol Boron Special.
Last off to a new driving experience. Fill up at your Ampol service station with Ampol Boron Special. Cost no more than the super-grade petrol it replaces. Ampol Boron Special.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack.
Which end are you going to dive in?
You better go the deep end.
It's certainly getting hot, isn't it?
I will.
Who have I got here? Brian Fitzpatrick.
That's it.
What do you do
Jack.
For a living?
Butcher, Jack.
A butcher?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, well, now, that's... You're a local butcher around this
yes,
way?
Yes, in Liverpool.
You got many friends here in the audience?
Oh, well, there's three of the employees, as far as
I know. Never mind the employees. How about the customers? Have you treated them?
I've seen a few there.
Well, they don't seem to mince matters. They seem to think that you're a pretty good butcher, all these people around here. You've been here a long time?
All my life, Jack.
All your life? Yes. You followed in your dad's footsteps?
No, he was a baker.
He was a baker?
A butcher, yes.
A baker and a butcher, huh?
Yeah, I only want a candlestick maker now.
That's all you want? You got any family?
One, Jack.
One little boy?
Yes.
Little boy. You going to be a butcher?
A boxer, I think, so far.
A boxer?
On his condition.
Oh, that's fair enough. Why pick a boxer?
Money in it?
I suppose so. Well, you'd rather have the money or the boxer. What do you drive?
A Holden.
Well, take it to your nearest Ampol dealer. Who's he?
Hollywood Motors.
Same fella?
Collingwood. No, Collingwood, yes.
Oh, of course, Hollywood's a big place. Spreads all over. There you are. There you get your Holden Ampolized with Ampol Red Wonder Grease. Have you used it yet?
Yes, a few times.
Well,
yes, Jack.
If you go to Ampol, that's what they're using in your car. If you find your Holden is sort of even cornering and starting and doing everything better than it ever did, it's because Ampol have been looking after it the right way for you.
Right.
And remember, not only do you get Ampolization, but as well, 4 gallons of Ampol Boron Special. Now, Brian Fitzpatrick, a few little things about you. For a start, how's your voice?
Not too good, Jack.
What are you going to sing?
The Mountains of Mourne.
The Mountains of Mourne. Anybody care to mourn in advance?
I think they all should.
All right, here he comes. Just a minute, Wilbur. No, not too quick. He's got a little frog in his throat.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people all digging by day and by night. They don't grow potatoes or barley or wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand in this digging for gold. But oh, what I found there, I'd rather be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea.
Well, all I can say is you must be a very good butcher to have your customers applaud like that for that sort of... Mind you, that might have sounded better over the air than it did here. I was on your deaf side.
Thanks, Captain.
All right.
There's
5 pounds.
Oh, thank you very much, Jack.
Still a lot of meat tomorrow.
I would, yes.
Where do you get your meat from?
From Homebush, SMP, and also from Riverston.
Do you buy it yourself? You go
yes,
down
Jack.
There and pick it yourself?
Yes, Jack.
The best?
Or try to.
My word, well, apparently you've succeeded, huh?
Oh, yes. Sometimes you might make a mistake, but...
Well, you only make the one.
That's all, yes.
And you're a married man with one child, a boy...
Yes, Jack, so
married
far.
Married a Liverpool girl, did you?
No, a Granville girl.
A Granville girl?
Yes.
How did that come about? You lived in Liverpool all the time. You had a bike.
Yes, a Roma, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's for you in the very early days, huh?
Oh, yes. 3 years ago.
All right. Well, let's play yes, no now, and we'll see if I can rip my money back. I haven't got it back off anybody tonight. It's been a bad night for me. Thank you, Dillman. Full name?
Brian Thomas Fitzpatrick.
Brian Thomas Fitzpatrick. And what sport do you play? Golf?
Swimming mostly, Jack.
Swimming. You got a pool here in Liverpool?
I surf mostly.
Surf?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to?
Cronulla.
Cronulla. You're in the life-saving team there, are you?
I haven't got enough time for that.
You haven't? But you go down and swim when you can?
Usually Sundays or Saturday afternoons after work.
Do you play golf at all?
Oh, not good enough for that.
Well, I mean, if you can play badly, I do.
I walk far enough in a day. I don't think I have to walk around the weekends.
Oh, you deliver the meat as well?
Oh, no, up and down.
I shouldn't have taken advantage of that. Matter of fact, the girl was just up with the buzzer, just about to push it, and so that was it. So therefore, I think I'll pass it because she really was on the knock. She had a finger.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I didn't deserve that.
All right, anyway, just pick up the Ampol Treasure House telephone. Now, because that was a sneaky trick on my part.
Ampol Treasure House, number, please.
Number 11.
Number 11 is a Vulcan deep ray cooker.
Whoa, a Vulcan deep-ray cooker.
I thank you very much.
And you're just the boy to get the right cutlets and things to put in it. How many apples at threepence a dozen could be bought for 1 and 6 pence?
Six.
Six what? Threepence a dozen. Yes. How many dozen?
Six dozen.
You only said six. Could have meant apples, anything. Six dozen. Thank you, Brian Fitzpatrick. You're now the owner of a Vulcan deep ray cooker.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes.
He'd be the most nervous, would you? So now you can pull the Ampal money spinner, and if you pull £20, you also win a Pope Spacemaker refrigerator. Whatever money you pull on the Ampal money spinner is yours, but if you hit £20, a Pope Spacemaker refrigerator, and if you pull the jackpot, then you'll win £500 plus the Pope Spacemaker refrigerator. What a night. Back you go, just pull the lever on the side. There she goes, £4, plus the one in the bottom, so that's an extra £5 for your trouble. And because we brought you back, we give you as well to take away a hot and cold apple. A hot and cold apple is the nicest thing you've ever had because anodized apple that is really a vacuum flask and keeps soup hot or ice cubes or whatever cold.
That's right.
Very nice on your sideboard, and I think you'll find it an adjunct to your dining room generally. Thank
Good.
You.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Davis.
Well, it's goodbye time now from the Ampol Treasure House, and remember to keep using Ampol, the best petrol you can buy. In your district, you'll find a modern Ampol service station waiting to give you the kind of service you want. Service planned by an all-Australian company for Australians. And from now on, they'll give you more than that, because from now on, you can purchase at any Ampol service station Ampol Boron Special. And that's something with a capital S. Until the same time next week, this is Jack Davies saying good night and thanks for listening.